Thank you, Chair. Guess I'll break the ice again. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for your introductory remarks. Just a couple of two, 3 points. On the paragraph 1223 that you elaborated on enhancing knowledge on climate and finance, I mean, we already mentioned in October working party session that we did not consider this option as the most appropriate, given that this knowledge does not seem within UNCTAD's comparative advantage, given that the Secretariat is not involved in climate finance negotiations, and neither are most of the delegates that are present here. This being said, reading the description that you put there, there seem to be some, let's say, chronological inconsistencies which would require amendments. Concretely, the drafting suggests or states that the three analytical papers were prepared to inform the two mentioned workshops. However, if one looks at the dates of these documents, the three documents were published months after the two workshops. The two workshops were in August and September, whereas the papers were published in the beginning of November and two in the end of December. So even two were published after the COP28, for which arguably they were prepared. So in this sense, we believe that there needs to be certain chronological logic to this drafting in this sense. And in the same fashion, if we look at a performance measure, it is difficult to say that this has contributed to increased knowledge of 52 countries in view of the COP28. It can rather say that it's, even though it's not a perfect performance indicator, it goes exactly in a direction that we believe we should avoid. But to say something that it contributed to a general pool of knowledge on climate finance. As said, it's not ideal because we've been trying to improve the indicators and this goes in the other direction. But given the document that we have on the table, there's not apart from redrafting completely the whole measure, there's not much we can do. Second point is on the SDG pulse in the deliverables. We understand that even though that this is the product from the Statistics Service in the SG's office, we understand that this remains in this part of the document due to the past drafting and due to the past organizational structure. But in this fashion, we would also encourage that we reference this, just like we did last year, with a corresponding endnote to the table 12.1 in a paragraph 12.16. So we suggest that we introduce the same endnote as we did last year. And a question on the 12.30, paragraph 12.30, which is the result on enhanced debt data transparency. In the performance measure, you mentioned that at least three developing countries would be selected for the pilot initiative. So the question is whether you have already given any thought in this sense on which countries would be selected. And in this sense, we would also suggest that let's say the result to be achieved from these three countries is reflected in the 2025 performance measure, not only by means of improved data collection, but enhanced data transparency also. And there might be a minor typo in 1229, but that's not a big thing. I can send it later. Thank you.